Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting the two dots, nine lines from the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings one of the gzeiros that we mentioned in the previous Daf, is that you're not allowed to eat the breads of Goyim, Piton. So the Gemara B'Yakob B'Achav B'Shav Yenisom Hilchus Shel Imum Hi. Imum means gimgum, means that we hesitate. It's like not so clear. And the Gemara is going to explain what we're talking about. I asked in front of Yaakov Baracho, what does it mean that we are hesitating about it? Do we say, if you have abundance of bread of Israel, we said, you should really not get the bread of a goy. But they hesitate, they were megamgen, they were not so clear about it. So they said, okay, you could eat the bread of a goy. Or the opposite. In a place where you do not find bread of Israel. Really, you should be able to eat the bread of a goy. But they were hesitating about that. And they said, you know what? It's asur. So was the imum a hesitation to say that it's mutter? Or the imum was a hesitation to say that it's asur? So the Gemara Ma'amano v'yesh imum le'isur? There's no such thing, imum le'isur. Meaning, imum is a hesitation to say, don't asur so much. You should be more lenient. Imum always means a tendency to do something more kal, not more chomer. And the Gemara explains, upas laftav shile goimu, a bread is also one of the things which are bishul. Meaning we have two isurim. We have isur bishul, you're not allowed to enjoy and eat what a goy cooked, and have isur of a pas, which is a bread that a goy baked. L'chur, the baking, says the Gemara, is part of tavshilim. The same way you're not allowed to eat the bishul of a goy, baking is part of it. Meaning by bishul, do you want to tell me that by bishul in a cooked item, we said that really we should be allowing a yid to eat the bishul akum, and only we're migam given it to make it asur? Of course not. That's what Rav Chaim explains the mahalach of the Gemara. Meaning it's pasha to the Gemara that bishul akum, cooked items, there's no reason to be mekel. Because it's not chayin nefesh, you can get along without it. So it's pasha that when we said bishul akum is asur, there's no leniency, there's no tendency to say it's mutter. So if so, the Gemara says, the bread is included with the tafshil. And both of them was pasha that clearly it should be asur. But what? We had here a gimgum to say that by bread will be more mekel. And that's the next line of the Gemara. Elekini, the explanation is, b'mokum she'ein pas Yisrael metzuyo, place where you can find a bread of Yisrael. B'dina aya she'teh pas goyim asur. Really, the bread should be asur as well, like any other tafshil. V'imemu aleh v'tiru v'pei chaya nefesh. But they were megamgen, meaning they hesitated. They became more lenient and allowed one to eat the bread. And the reason is because bread is different than a regular tafshil. Regular tafshil is not chaya nefesh. You can get along without it. But bread, which is the main food of Adam, in a place where you cannot find easily a bread of Yisrael, so Rabbanan said you could be mekel. So that's the imum. The imum is taking what we assume to be asur and said we could be more lenient and allowed to be mutter. And this is really the chiluk that we have in halacha. There's a difference between bishul akum, where there's no leniency in it, and pas akum, bread of a goy, where there is more mako to be mekel. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan the Kisrin, Rabbanan from the place of Kisrin, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Baracho, they said, K'divrei Mishu Matir, meaning there's a place to be lenient in Pas Akum when you cannot find other bread. But says the Gemara, Amud Beis, U'bilvad Minapalter, only if you're buying it from a baker, not from an individual. Because the reason why they're Oyser Pas Akum is that one should not marry the daughter. Mishum Reiseim. So if you're buying from a wholesaler, there's less of a problem, less of a chashash. So the Gemara still v'loy avdin kein, meaning the Rabban the Kisrin did not want to be makel on themselves and allow themselves to take pas akum. Continues now the Gemara and focuses on bishul akum. Amun kamir b'chia rubo, tani b'shir b'rechai, oichel tishberu mitom b'kesef v'achaltem. It says, regarding Am Yisrael going in the Midbar, that they will buy from the goyim, they will buy food. V'gam mayim tibichur mitom, you buy water. So what do you learn from there? Ma'amayim shol nishtanu mibriyosom, of kol dover shol nishtanu mibriyosom. The same way water did not change from its original state. So you could buy food from a goy if it did not change from its original state. So the Gemara received one, but they asked, Harei, the Gemara now brings a list of items which you know we are allowed to buy from a goy, but it did change from original state. What is it? Mutlayo, which is different seeds that you put into hot water. Ufar kanrisim, which is dates that were grinded and turned into a dough. Vikoivtiois, which is a type of cabbage that was cooked by a goy. The kloyos, which is the wheat, when you put it in the oven and let it heat up. The chamin shalem, hot water, arei lumutarim, you're allowed to eat it. So asks the Gemara, nicho kulam shem yucholim la shoyis ulachzir kamo shehoyu. All the items that are mentioned there, you could go and take out the hot water and bring it back to its original state. But kloyos ma, what about the wheat kernels that you put in the oven and they heat up, that you can't bring it back to its original state? And if you say that only things that did not change are allowed to buy from a goy, how can you buy clothes from a goy? Says the Gemara, the rule is different. Whatever you can eat it raw, so then you don't have a problem with bishul. Even if you did cook it, it's okay. And you change it from its original state. As long as it's you could eat it raw, you don't have a problem with bishul akum. If the goy did cook it, you can use it as an eruv, eruv tashilim, and rely on it. So kloyos, the wheat kernels, you sometimes eat it raw, and therefore you're allowed to eat it when it went into the oven. But bread, what is bread made out of? Flour. Flour you don't eat raw. So then, according to this, what do you can do? The pasul ochet tishbu miitom. The there, like more dashim before, do you buy only things that didn't change? We learned you could buy things that changed as long as you eat it raw. So then, what you learn from a different drasha, but oichel tishbu. With food you break. Hechal toy shibartoy. When you give someone to eat, you break him up. Shima kosha lecho be oichel tishbu. If someone has somebody that he hates him, if somebody who is his enemy, give him food and he's going to calm down. And if he doesn't calm down with food, give him money. Calm him down, make him happy with you, make him your friend. Yunusin did something like this, similar to this. When he saw an important person coming to town, an important government position, he sent them gifts. My Omar, because he said, the inavo dayin de yosom dayin de armolo, if we have a din of a yosom or armolo, an orphan or a widow that we need to take care of, what are we going to do? Nishkach epin mefaisel lo. You're going to find this person calm and happy with us. You give someone gifts, he becomes your friend, and therefore if we need a little bit of a connection with the government, we have somebody if we give him gifts. So you see over here, try to appease somebody else by giving him food or money. So the more gvinton. Another gzeira that we add is to be oyser the cheese of a goy. Why did the oyser the cheese? Because it's made out of milk. Why is it oyser? So the more one explanation is because maybe it's going to mix into the milk of a behemot male. So the more that makes sense. A tani can we have a brisa like this? If the Yisrael is standing in the among the animals and he sees the goy milking, there's no problem. Because the whole issue is maybe he's going to mix milk of another animal. If he sees his milking, there's no problem. Rabbi B'Shem Rav Yehuda says a different reason. If Simon B'Shem Rishum Alevi, Chol HaGoy Lamu Osor Mishum Gilui. The milk of the goy problem is that they leave it open and there's a problem that maybe the snake came and put venom into the milk. Says the Gemara, if so, V'yamit. Let it congeal. Yami means when you make the milk into cheese, it congeals. And if it has venom in it, it will not congeal. Sometimes the venom is going to be in the holes, in the cracks that you have in the cheese. Everything will congeal, but will be some areas inside that you will not see, that there the venom will be. The tanikin, and we learn like this, meaning the venom not necessarily goes to the top. The venom could be in the middle somewhere where you don't see it. Because it says shloisho ir simhem. There's three types of venom. Echot saf, one floats on top. Echot shekar, one goes to the bottom. Ve'echot osui keshichvo vohimin milamalo. Meaning it's a middle one that doesn't go to the top or to the bottom, but it's somewhere in the middle. Peyoimo yider avirmio, in the days of avirmo, is galion gigiso de sidre rubu. The barrel of the big base rendish was misgal. There was a gilui, opened up. Shatu kadmoi v'loi maisum. So the first people in the Mishpanish drank from the barrel. Maybe they weren't aware that it opened up. And nothing happened to them. Achroi umaisum. Then came the next people and drank from it, and they died from it. What's the reason? There was venom there, but it wasn't on the top of the barrel. It was in the bottom. So you see that sometimes the venom is not on top. And that's why people that drink second died. According to a similar story, Po'alayu ovo beturo, there were workers in the mountain. Is Galias Kulo de Mayo, the barrel of water was revealed. Shasu Kadmai Velo Maiso, the first people drank from it, nothing happened to them. Achroyu Maiso, then came the next ones and drank from it, and they died. Again, and Yurme Iris Shakea Alva, the venom was there, went down into the barrel. So the Gemara Shemin, which is the oil, the Achoy means the vinegar, Hatsir Vamurais, which is different types of fish oil, the Advash and honey, Ain Bem Shum Gilu, there is no Gilu. Snakes don't go to, they're not attracted to these items. If you have Shimon Oyes, Rav Shimon says it's Osir. Says the word that if you give it on with Aleph, Moedim Chachomim Rav Shimon, Kesheru Osir Noikir. Chachomim will agree with Rav Shimon, if you see the snake there, drinking, eating from these items, then clearly you're choishesh for the venom. V'tani Ken, the more goes back to what we said a moment ago, Avatiach Shemikor, if you have a melon that was eaten by a nochosh, you see that it was eaten, that was bitten from it, and 10 people ate from the melon, nothing happened to it. Or there was wine that was revealed, and the 10 people drank from it. Still, no one should eat and drink from it afterwards. I say maybe there is venom inside, just it's not on top, it went inside, and there's a chashash that maybe the snake did put his eris into it, and therefore it's asur. As the Prima Inche explains, the reason we brought the middle thing of these items that don't have Gilui is because this part, the idea of the Avatiach, came right after. It was written right after Maseches Trumas, so we bring it together, Kederech HaYerushalmi. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis.